That was the end of that. Now, those first 10 Mishnayos dealt with the halachas of renting land or sharecropping, tenant farming. Now we're transitioning to a whole new topic. A whole new topic here, which is got to do with the Torah's mitzvahs of paying a worker on the day that he did his work. So there's actually a couple of mitzvahs that are connected to this thing. The first one is the mitzvahs aseh of b'yomo titan scharo, on the day he does his work, you should give him his compensation. So that it's a mitzvahs aseh, it's from the barm. And there's also a lav, which is lo savo, the lav of lo savo lav hashamash, that the sun shouldn't set on him not getting paid. And what's usually referred to as lo salin, you can't, lo salin pulas sachir itcha adaboker, you can't let his money stay overnight in your pocket until the morning. You have to give it to him on the day he earned it. So really you have a mitzvah aseh and a lav going on here. You have the mitzvah to pay a worker on the day he did his work, and a lav of withholding that payment, meaning that when you take a cab, for example, and you get out the cab, so if you have kavana, you're makami mitzvah aseh of giving the worker his wage on the day when you give him the money, and withholding you're over. So now we're shifting to that topic. So it says schir yom, the day worker. So you remember we said that the normal worker works, if unless always specified in the Torah's conception, he leaves home at nates. We said he leaves home at nates and he works until tseisuk kochavim. So that's the schir yom, the day worker works the whole long day. Govo kol laila, his work ends at nightfall, and then he is allowed to collect. He is entitled to be paid throughout the whole night. Now, what that has really two halachic ramifications. Number one, that means you have the whole night to pay him. If you wait till the morning to pay him, then you're over the lav and mevatz la'ase of paying him in the proper time. Also, we'll see in the next Mishnah that the worker is believed to take a shvua that he wasn't yet paid. In the next Mishnah, we're going to see that normally when it comes to shvuas, a shvua usually is to, if someone's claiming from you, the Torah says you can take a shvua that say I already paid and not have to pay. Usually a shvua isn't the Torah doesn't allow a shvua to extract money. Just a shvua can just, you know, stave off someone's claim of money against you. But the Chazal made a takana that on the day, at the time period that the worker is entitled to his pay, he could take a shvua and say, I wasn't paid, and the basin will force the employer to pay. The reason why Chazal did that is because they just saw that oftentimes the employer is very busy and is likely to make a mistake thinking he paid when he didn't pay, but the employee sure would not make the mistake of forgetting he got paid when he needed the money. So therefore, at the time, in the very period it's due to him, he can say, you didn't pay me, and he can swear he didn't get paid, and he can actually get paid for that. So when it says here, he's gova kolalila, it means that throughout the whole night period, A, the employer can pay and not be over the lav, and not be mevatel aseh, and B, the employee can swear and extract payment out of the employer by swearing during that night, that first night. After that, not going to work the same way. And the schir lila, a guy who's paid to work all night, gova kol yom, since he ended his work in the morning time, so he has the whole next, you know, let's call it 12 hours, whatever it is, the whole day, light hours, to collect, again, meaning that if he is not paid in that time period, the employer is over the lav and aseh, and if he would insist, based on if he wasn't paid, we would force the employer to pay him with an oath, the shvua. Schir sha'os, if a person was hired by the hour, but not a whole night or whole day, just for a part of the day, let's say. So then, go v'kol halayla v'kol yom. He can collect the whole day, for the word here should be or all the night. The Gemara ends up speaking it out. It means if he ended work during the day, so he has to be paid that day. If he ended work during the night, he has to get paid that night. Not somehow more time than before. It's either or.
By him, there's no love.
By him, there's no love. Why?
Because he can get paid anytime, the whole day or the whole night.
No, why are you saying that?
They don't have a choice.
No, you don't. It means either or. I mean, the point is saying you that day or that night. When he stops working, at midnight, you have to pay him before alos. When he stops working at noon, you have to pay him before
sunset?
Before sunset, exactly right. Exactly right. And if you don't, you're over the law.
But if they make an agreement...
Then they agreed.
So not over the law, but he doesn't get the assay.
That's exactly right. We'll see shortly in the next Mishnah that you're not over the law unless the guy demands it and you don't pay him. So if you agree ahead of time, then you're not going to demand it.
If it doesn't say anything to you,
you're not over.
It works and it doesn't mention anything at the end of the day. That means you're not over the law.
You're not over that law, yeah. You might be over... You're definitely not over Lo Sullen. You haven't fulfilled the mitzvah to that, for sure. Right. Yeah. Correct. Schir Shabbos, if the person is a worker not for the Sabbath day, but for a week, you hired him for a week's worth, or Schir Chodesh, you hired him for a month's work, or Schir Shana, you hired him for a year's work, or Schir Shavua, you hired him for 7 years' work, so then... Yatza b'yom, if like he leaves the job site in the daytime, gova kol yom, then that day, each day he can collect. Yatza b'layla, that night when he leaves, if he leaves in the middle of the night, so then gova kol layla, again he has the whole night, v'kol yom. Now, after the Gemara gets finished with this, he ends up saying, this is the sheet of Reb Shimon, who says that he can collect the whole day and the whole night. So in other words, yes, this is very confusing, but and the Bartimur doesn't speak it out here. But the Gemara, anyways, does. That the first Tanakhama's Shita was, when it says Govel Kol Laila V'Kol Yom, he means the night or the day, whichever one is relevant. And this latter one, Govel Kol Laila V'Kol Yom, is Reb Shimon, who says either or. Like, not, I should say and. He has the whole day and the whole night to get paid. Okay, but the Halach is like the Tanakhama. Well, Halach is like the Tanakhama, and I suspect that's why the Bartimur didn't bring it up. To confuse things, so that is the din. The din is whenever the guy finishes his work, that's when you have to pay him during that time period.
When he finishes the time period that he's hired for, in other words, he's hired for a week, so he doesn't have to be paid until he finishes that week. But if he finishes that week in the day, then the boss has to pay him the week's wages that day.
No, I think it's each day. I think it's each day.
So what's the difference if you're hired for a week, a month, a year? They're trying to.
You might have thought the period isn't over till the period is over. Right? You might have thought that you don't have to pay him for 7 years.
Oh, that's the
right. Yeah.
Well, if it's a 7 year job, how can you tell that he's done anything
significant? No, he's not a koblan. You're not paying him for the job. You're paying him by that.
The day worker.
You're paying him like. By the day, yeah, he's a day worker, just on a 7 year contract. You're not going to pay him for 7 years? So, that's not going to work. Yeah.